From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Milton Bagby, reading Man Killer by Tom Nicholson. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1, In the Beginning. Death rode across the rolling hills of East Texas. It came as a quintet of riders, their evil stench of debased cruelty, as foul as wind blown up from the depths of hell. The five riders topped a small rise and reined in their sweating horses. The exhausted animals snorted and blew air through their noses, desperately trying to draw needed oxygen into their tired lungs. The men had ridden the animals hard, almost to death. In fact, as they stood there, the horse carrying the biggest man, a gambler by his dress, simply collapsed with a shudder and exhaled frothy blood from his nostrils for its last breath. For these desperate men, the death of a valuable horse meant very little. They cared nothing for the dying effort of a loyal animal. It was of little consequence to them, as long as they could find other mounts to steal. And found them, they had. The leader, a lanky, whippet-thin man with coal-black eyes and hair, smirked as he pointed at the small ranch below.
"There she be, boys, just like I said. And looky there. They've put half a dozen good horses in the corral for us, just like we'd ordered them from a mail-order book."
The gambler wrenched his saddle and gear from his dead horse.
"Damn, I'm glad this nag waited until now to drop on me. I sure don't want to carry this saddle any distance on a day as hot as this. One of you boys want to tote it down to the ranch there on the back of your animal for me?"
No man bothered to answer the request, and if the truth be known, the gambler had expected none. The men he rode with cared for no one but themselves.